What's good, y'all? It's your homie Big T here from the Love Talk Podcast. And right now, I'm sitting here with Mr. RC himself. If you don't know, it's a big event that's coming up next month called Gospel on the Green. And before we get into anything, I wanted to chop it up with RC just a little bit, just so we can get some more insight about what Gospel on the Green is about this year. So what's good, Mr. RC?
Man, thank you for having me.
Appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. So before we get into anything about Gospel on the Green, kind of tell the people all about you for those who may not know who RC is.
Man, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody. No, I'm just playing. Man, I'm a musician, man. I do music. That's where I started. That's what most people know me by, is either producing or playing instruments. But in my latter years, I'm not that older, but probably since I would say about 2019, 2020, I jumped out into starting my own business, which is A Servant's Heart. And we work with individuals with developmental disabilities. So a lot more people know me by doing that as well. But most people know me from just either promoting events or doing music. That's kind of what my specialty is.
That's what's up. Now, Gospel on the Green, is it safe to say that gospel inspired you growing up or has some, you know, some impact in your life?
Absolutely. That's the roots. For me, my grandfather, Reverend Savage, he started the church, which is Low Salem Baptist Church. And that's where I came up at. That's where I learned how to play instruments at. That's where I learned about gospel music, gospel artists. My mom was the choir director. My dad was a quartet singer. My great granny, Lavola Whitaker, on my mom's side. And then all my aunties, uncles, cousins. I mean, that was our thing, just music.
Right.
When I say music, it was gospel.
Right.
Like traditional gospel, quartet, choir music. So that's definitely was my roots.
Right.
Absolutely.
Now, what made you say, I want to go ahead and do a gospel event? Because we have a lot of different events here in the city that's, you know, R&B and, you know, hip-hop based. What made you say, I want to do a gospel event?
Well, honestly, I kind of, once I started world music with three of my brothers coming up, not biological brothers, but what we call brothers in our community. Once we started with our music, that was kind of like the bridge. Before me knowing, that was my bridge that I would build between secular and gospel.
Okay. So
I did that. We started that. We started doing a lot of secular shows, which would consist of R&B and hip-hop. And then we noticed that because of our relationships, a lot of people from the church would come over into these events. So that's how we built our audience. It was a mixture of church people and then a mixture of people who didn't go to church. So I figured when I was younger, they had a gospel fest they used to do downtown at, I think it was called Portside.
Okay.
And I was, that was in the 90s. And I think 15, 20, Bishop Marjorie Hope, Louis Newsom, Mark Williams, and all of them would get together and do this gospel fest. So for me, that was pivotal because we look forward to that every year. So just having a conversation one day, and we were talking like, man, we remember when we used to do gospel fest, blah, blah, blah. And then I had the idea, man, we need to bring that back. So it was something small that I figured, let's just try this one time and see how it go, which was the first one, which was 2022.
Okay.
And I, man, I had no expectations. I invited a bunch of people from the church, put out some flyers, opened it up for vendors, food trucks. Man, we had three food trucks the first year, maybe 10 to 12 vendors. But, man, I'd say probably 1,000 people came. And it just kind of blew my mind to see the support, people willing to come and be outside the walls, which is important when you're doing ministry or when you're doing the gospel.
Absolutely.
So once I saw that, then people started coming to me, hey, man, you need to keep this going. You need to do this again. So then I knew, like, this bridge, which I consider myself the bridge between secular and gospel, had expanded.
Okay.
You know, and I was bringing in people from countries and DJ Lou and DJ Impress and all these people that's known on the secular side. But they're coming in on this gospel platform, Big Trees and all of them, and they coming in, and I'm merging that with pastors.
Right.
Pastor Parker, Pastor Harris, my Bishop McKinstry. And I look up, and next thing you know, we got this merge.
Yeah.
You got this secular setup, you got this gospel set up, mm-hmm. and it's turned into Gospel on the Green, which was the festival.
Right.
So when I had secular people come to me and say, man, this is one of the best events mm-hmm. I ever been to, then I knew, like, okay,
yeah.
This is your assignment for this season. Keep it going.
Okay.
You know, so that's how we got here now, man.
That's what's up. Now, you did something interesting this year. This year, you moved it from Ottawa Park to mm-hmm. the County Fairgrounds. What was the reason for moving to the fairgrounds this year?
It was just capacity.
Okay.
Last year, we had a lot of issues at Ottawa Park. And it wasn't negative issues. It was just issues out of our control.
Okay.
Parking issues. I mean, you know us. When we go somewhere, we're going to make a parking spot.
We're
going to make a parking spot. So, man, we had people... They took up the emergency room parking. They took up the front side of Toledo parking.
Okay.
And then they had traffic jams from people trying to get in.
Mm.
The park, they parked all on the grass. They blocked all the fire lanes.
Wow.
And these was people coming for the gospel. You know, so, and they knew that. The city called me and they just told me, like, hey, man, you know, we love what you're doing. Mm. We want to give you a permit every year.
Yeah.
But next year, no. It's too much.
Yeah.
So I took that and, you know, at first I was a little uneasy about it. Mm-hmm. But then I thought about it. And my biggest thing is no matter what you're doing, safety is always first.
Absolutely.
So when I got, you know, we doing it dead smack in the summer. It's hot.
Mm-hmm.
And like the city was explaining to me, with those fire lanes being blocked, if somebody had an emergency, we couldn't get to them
right.
because of the crowd or because of the parking or because of the food trucks. Mm. So I just want to make sure this year, even from the parking to the safety issues, from the fire lane, that everybody's comfortable.
Right.
And in case of any emergency, everybody can get out safe or they can get in to whichever individual we have an emergency with. So.
Okay. Now, do you feel any pressure being that it's going from Ottawa Park to kind of like out on the outskirts this year?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Because one thing I know about Toledo is if you build it, they coming.
Yeah.
You know? And that's been my thing just with all the events I've done and everything I've been involved in. And I tell people that we don't mind driving.
Yeah.
We'll go to Detroit for a good event. We'll go to Cleveland, Cincinnati. We don't mind. So, I actually think being out there is going to merge another side of it.
Okay.
And when I say that, I mean the ethnicity side of it.
Right.
I want to see more of those folks that don't look like us, you know, opening up those doors and taking gospel music. When I say gospel, I mean the black gospel music
right.
into their communities. They're going to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to smell that barbecue. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they're going to come over there. And then now we got an opportunity
right.
to minister to them, get them in. And if we don't win them all or, you know, convert anybody, that's not the goal. The goal is just to get them Jesus, even if it's just for a moment.
Right.
And let him do the rest, you know?
That's what's up. Yeah. So who are some of the acts that you're going to have at the festival this year?
Well, one of my favorites is Ricky Dillard and OG.
Okay.
They're nominated this year for 6 Stellar Awards.
All right.
Kimberell, she's receiving an Icon Award at the Stellar Awards,
okay.
this is the night before
okay.
our event. So all of them coming in from Vegas, and hopefully they be on a high.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
coming in from being honored and winning some Stellar Awards. Doc McKenzie is a legend in the quartet.
Yep.
Bishop Neil Roberson is, I don't know if he's more known for preaching or singing, but he can do both.
Right.
You know, and then locally, our in-town acts that we have, Nikki D and the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
Nikki D's been traveling all over the world. She's probably out the country right now.
Right.
Bastille Guitar, her gift has taken her way far than any of us could ever expect it.
Mm-hmm.
You got Reverend Perry Harris Choir, who's that traditional church choir.
Right.
You know that. Not a community choir. Let's be clear. It's the difference. So when you get a good choir that's within, these is your members.
Right.
You know, that's pivotal because that's from back in the day.
Mm.
You don't see church choirs anymore.
Yeah.
And then we got a lot of openers. We got some surprises. And then we switched it up. We added some instrumental with Sax Fifth
okay.
and Mike Williams on sax. And then we got Lisa Clark, who's known as Deanna Lee, who was a versatile gospel artist. She can give you a a calm R&B feel. She can give you a CCM feel, and she can go to church.
Okay.
So it's going to be lit for sure.
That's what's up.
High quality.
Yeah. Now, I also saw that you added vendors this year, too. What are some of the vendors that you got this year?
Some of the ones I'm excited about is Simply Divine Boutique. They sell church clothes.
Okay.
So we didn't have that last year. We got some people that's going to be out there selling, not selling, but offering life insurance. I don't want to say selling, you know, but like talking to people about life insurance, homeowner insurance, stuff like that. We got some young vendors that's out there trying to get it, you know, trying to start their business. They might be selling chips, candy, doing their thing. We got a Bridges Boutique. She sells purses and watches and wallets and designer bags and stuff like that. So we got a collective of different vendors, t-shirt vendors. And we got a Christian t-shirt vendor coming. I think it's Worthy something, but they do all Christian gear.
That's dope.
And then we got some children. We got two ladies that are some authors.
Okay.
That's written children's book, Christian children's book, and they'll be out there as well. So it's going to be a good variety.
Yeah. And make sure y'all get y'all life insurance. We're going to be doing fish dinners.
Yeah, man.
Make sure y'all go to the hospital and get y'all life insurance.
Offerings and all of that. Yep.
With all of this going on, do you feel any pressure right now? Because, you know, you do have the R&B events that have been super successful. Mm-hmm. You do have the hip-hop events that have been super successful. Do you feel any pressure to kind of either keep that same level of success or go above?
I don't really feel any pressure because there's none with God. You know what I'm saying? He carries the pressure.
Right.
We just got to do our part and put the work in. Mm. And like I said, if you build it, they're going to come. The difference is when you're promoting secular R&B events, you need certain things to happen for this thing to be successful. When you're doing gospel and Christian events, all you need is two or three.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To get the message across. If the systems go out, we can still have church.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't like that in the secular. If the power go out, the power go out. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So the thing, that's why I say it's really no pressure, because no matter what happens, the goal is just to push Jesus.
Absolutely.
And as long as we do that, we good.
That's what's up. So with all this going on, how do you take care of your mental health and, you know, making sure that you're still pouring back into you?
Man, I go to church every Sunday. I pray. I lean on my wife a lot. I talk to her a lot. And I got close friends that keep me in check.
Right.
And, you know, we need those check-ins. Hey, man, you good? You need anything? I get a lot of that from a lot of the pastors around here that I built relationships with, and some that I'm still building, that just shoot me a text here and there and say, hey, man, we got you.
Right.
You need something, we're going to be there. I got a lot of people, man. I take pride in the fact that I've sold so many seeds around the city to when I ask somebody for something or I need their help. They don't mind doing, because I just don't go.
Yeah.
When somebody's paying me to be there, I actually sow into other musicians, other ministries. When pastors need help, I'm there for them, and I support other people. So I think that's reciprocated. You know, what you put out, you're going to get back. You know, whatever you sow, that's what you're going to reap. So if I keep a level head and I go and support people, and sometimes it's just as much as, you know, just going to sit in, and even if it's 5 or 10 minutes of your schedule, and support somebody's concert doing that, I make sure that's what we do.
That's what's up. Now, what are your expectations for Gospel Degree this year?
I think it's going to be the best one.
Right.
I hate to say that Gospel Degree will be the best festival in the city this year. Cause I got my friends that's doing another one.
Yeah.
It's strictly R&B Park Jam, but I know theirs is gonna be successful as well, cause we work together. But those are the two that I kind of got sentimental value, you know, cause I love Tracy and Ryan and them, and they're my brothers.
Right.
So, and then they got my back. But those are the two that I know, like, and then I watched us come up from the. From the ground with no big sponsors. We don't got Budweiser, we don't got Chick-fil-A, we don't got that major back, and we really doing this off the muscle.
Right.
You know, so that's why I take so much pride in it, man. It's because a lot of times we got gatekeepers and they don't let us in the rooms. Mm. But y'all gotta come see us now. It's different, you know?
Yeah, and that was one of the things that I noticed with the event, just in general, that Gospel Green is different because you don't have, like, the alcoholic concerts and things like that. Was that something that was intentionally planned, or?
I'm gonna tell you a story, man. When I first started planning it, I was gonna have it down. I ain't gonna say no location.
Yeah.
But I was gonna have it there, and one of their stipulations was, one, they wanted me to change the name, and then two, they wanted it to be Beer Vendors.
Wow.
I ain't even return the call.
Yeah.
Because I knew what my goal was and what the vision that God gave me, and I knew that wasn't included.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I went against what they presented to me when I presented the idea to them, because I knew I had to stand for something or fall for anything.
Absolutely.
So when it comes to the gospel, man, there ain't no compromising. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just big on that. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm well-rounded, don't get me wrong. I can go to those other events and it don't affect my walk with Christ.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But in a sense, if I'm presenting Christ to somebody, that has to look a certain way.
Yeah.
And I knew Budweiser and all of that, just, I don't want to offer people Jesus and a beer. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying don't go get your beer, but I'm just saying in this moment, this is all I want you to focus to
Absolutely.
Be. You know, and I turned down some sponsorship and some help because I wanted to stand for something.
Okay, that's what's up. Now, when do tickets go on sale?
They on sale now. Okay. They've been on sale. I actually started selling early so that people would have time, because I know everybody's finances aren't the same. Mm-hmm. So the VIP is $30, which those are gone. I don't even know why I said that, but the regular admission ticket is $15, and then you can pay at the gate. There's no inflation.
Okay.
Just come, bring your $15, and come on in. Fine. Bring your lawn chair. If you got VIP, you won't need a lawn chair, but bring your lawn chair.
Okay.
Find you a good spot with some shade, and bring your people. Y'all can set your little easy up or whatever, and do your thing. This ain't about us trying to be in control.
Right.
We want people to be comfortable. It's probably gonna be hot. You know, we got t-shirts for people, exactly. So just come, let your hair down. You ain't got to worry about us taking no offering, asking you for no give $50, $100 lines.
Right.
And I'm not knocking nobody who do that. I'm just saying this event is set up differently, and this is a community event.
Right.
You know, and it's about the community. It's not about me. It's not about one pastor or one church. As you can see, it's about the gospel.
Absolutely. And now, when does everything take place?
July 21st, okay. Sunday, July 21st. The gates open at 2 p.m. The music will start roughly about 2:30 or 3.
Okay.
And we're going to go all the way to 8 p.m.
That's
with nonstop gospel music, activities for the kids, food, fun, shouting, dancing, worshiping, fellowship, ministering, hanging out, hugging, kissing babies, you know, doing our thing. So, like I said, it's just a family fun event. No alcohol, no drugs, none of that on the premises.
Mm-hmm.
It's one festival in the city that you don't get that, all that stuff, and that's the gospel on the ground.
That's what's up. So y'all make sure y'all go and get y'all tickets. It goes down Sunday, July 21st. And before we get up out of here, RC, is there anything you want to tell the people before we get up out of here?
And first of all, I want to say y'all need to go and follow Mud Talk Podcast, support what Ty is doing and his whole team. Win and Lose Sports Radio and Jesse Coleman. Support the Strictly R&B Park Jam. Support Chris Burr's Choir Camp. Support your local church first, and then come support Gospel on the Green. And we looking forward to it. And come expecting something. And when I say expecting something, I ain't just talking about a rib sandwich. I'm saying come expecting to get a miracle. Come expecting to get blessed. Have a life-changing experience and have some fun. Be around some people that can offer hope and emotional support, love, and everything that comes with it.
That's what's up. All right, well, RC, I thank you for stopping by.
Man, thank you. I appreciate you, man.
Make sure y'all go and get your tickets for Gospel and Green.
Eventbrite.com.
For sure. Everything goes down Sunday, July 21st at the Lucas County Fairgrounds.
Don't skip church.
Hey, don't skip church. Make sure you go to church and then you come to church after church.
Absolutely.
So, but yeah, everything goes down Sunday, July 21st. Make sure y'all are there and make sure y'all get y'all tickets, man. So, I'm Big T. Thank y'all for tapping in with Mud Talk Podcast. Remember, Mud Talk is the only show that brings you the latest in music, news, and fashion, and the only show that keeps out your streets, like, ride and shine.
Nice.